welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's super important writing tip time, which I'm trying to give you despite the house being in chaos because I'm running out of time. That's how much I care about the 1.2 of you who actually listen, but just know I'm here for you, 1.2. Here's a super important writing tip. So, like, if you feel like your story's a little boring, this is what you want to do. A lot of the time when we're like, this is boring, we might think, you know, wow, this story is super boring. And sometimes that might be because it's a big block of text that describes a general setting of a gerbil cage for 5,000 words. And sometimes that might be because it's dialogue that's going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with no grounding elements, like where the characters are and what their bodies are doing, or there's no subtext. Sometimes that might be because text reads like stage directions. Think, I raised my arm, I scratched my head, I walked to the counter. But a lot of time, your story is boring right there, and only right there, because there's no yearning going on for the main character, or there's no connection for the reader to connect to, right? The readers want to be intimate, not in a sexy way, although it is sexy. With the main characters, right? They want to yearn with them. They want to root for them as they go after whatever it is they go after. And they want to feel like they're going after it too. They want to live vicariously through your characters. And so you want to make sure, like, here's the tip. It's so simple. If you feel like it's boring, like, if there's no yearning or no obstacle to that yearning for your character, if there's nothing to ground the reader in both the setting and the character in that section, then you might want to slow your writer roll and put it in there. Allow yourself to slow down and add some angst. Normally, we try to get faster when we're bored, right, in our stories, but a lot of times that just makes our story shallow. Nobody wants a shallow experience, right? We all want it to be deeper than that. So make it deeper, add that yearning, add the obstacle to that yearning, the angst, the inner turmoil, and it's not going to be quite so boring.
Hey. Thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and the track is Arctic Air off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that person smokes. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.